Until this January, if you were a rabbi with a beard, you couldn't serve in the military chaplaincy. For Rabbi Estrin, who's a chaplain at the University of Washington, that was a deal breaker. But after some lobbying and a lawsuit brought by another rabbi, the Pentagon relaxed its restrictions on facial hair earlier this year. And on September 10th, Seattle Rabbi Ellie Estrin became the first U.S. Air Force chaplain to serve with a beard since the restrictions were lifted. Rabbi Estrin said the moment he heard the beard ban was lifted, he picked up the phone to get in touch with a military recruiter.
After that, I called a number of my military friends to make sure that I wasn't barking up a completely ridiculous tree. And I got some positive answers, and so that was the beginning of the process.
In your own past, is there any connection to the military?
There was a book that I read when I was a kid. My father had the book in the house, and it was called Medal of Honor Heroes. Reading about people who pushed themselves to the ultimate limit, and at the same time, oftentimes these people are very, very selfless. They didn't do it for the honor. Oftentimes you hear of people speaking at the Medal of Honor ceremony that they either wish that they didn't get it, or they wish that some of their comrades who might have fallen would have gotten it. That selflessness was something that really, really resonated within me.
The word service is a word that's commonly used to describe the work that you do as a chaplain, the work that you do as a rabbi. It's also used to describe the work that our military does. Do you think that there's anything in common between your work and the work of the military?
I think there's a very strong commonality, and I think that's a really good point that you bring up. Service really means putting yourself out for somebody else. And with regards to a member of the military in any type, their entire lives are given over for the freedom of the vast country, and in fact, with regards to the United States military, the entire world. And that's a very, very powerful idea. It's very humbling. The feelings that I've had over the past few days, I was shocked by how overwhelmed I was, how humbled I was by the fact that you're joining something that is really massive in scope and really trying to promote safety for citizens across the world, try to promote freedom across the world, and whatever possibilities that I have to promote that is really a tremendous honor.
You talked about being surprised by how strongly you felt when you realized that this was happening, that you were going to become a military chaplain. Can you take me to that moment? What were you thinking when you found out that this was the reality now? You were going to be sworn in.
I'm usually not one who's given to being surprised by things. This was one of those moments where I completely did not expect that kind of emotion to hit me. And I found myself in a situation where I needed to give a speech, somewhat speechless. In my mind beforehand, I had had some concepts that I wanted to speak about. And at the time, I just felt myself completely overwhelmed and I couldn't really express those ideas.
I'm talking with Rabbi Estrin. As of September 10th, just a couple of weeks ago, he was sworn in as a chaplain for the U.S. Air Force. He'll be based at Joint Base Lewis-McChord near Tacoma. Since the ban on facial hair for chaplains was lifted, Rabbi Estrin is the first chaplain for the Air Force to have a beard. And I just mentioned, you're going to be a chaplain for the Air Force, Rabbi. Why the Air Force? Why is that a good fit for you?
Each section of the military has its own style. And when a person decides to approach the military, they really need to think to themselves, what element of the military do I fit best? There's a little bit of a more chill aspect of the Air Force than there is in the Army or, to an even further extreme, the Marines. And with my kind of personality, personality that is sometimes a little bit cheeky, oftentimes far more relaxed, given those elements of my personality, it was suggested that the Air Force would be a far better fit.
What exactly is the process that you'll be going through? What kind of training do you have to go through before you actively start ministering to soldiers?
When you go into a new world like the military, and it is a completely new world, you really need a tremendous amount of assistance. You come out of civilian life, and you have a certain way of interacting with people. You have a certain way of dealing with people. You have a certain amount of protocol, of course, on a daily basis, and that's how you deal with people. And then you come into the military, and you have to multiply all that by a magnitude of 10. It's a massive, massive difference. There are things that are as simple as how do you put on a uniform? I had no idea that a uniform could be so complex. I was sent the Air Force manual on uniforms. It's 184 pages long. I had to put the pins on the proper places on my dress uniform. I had no idea how to calculate exactly where every single pin goes, and every single pin needs to be calculated to the quarter inch. There are minuscule details that we simply, as civilians, we don't think about these things. Airmen are expected to take their caps off when walking into buildings and putting their caps on outside of buildings. You need to be able to recognize your superiors and to be able to read ranks and to know every single one of the ranks throughout every one of the military branches, how to refer to different ranks, and how do you minister to them as well. It's really a fairly large process to be able to walk into, because we simply don't interact with people with that much protocol.
What are you hoping to give as part of your chaplaincy? What would you like to provide?
My goal is to provide people with stability, sanity, and morality. If I can help people with those three, this is a life worth living.
What do you hope to get out of it?
You know, you get something already out of it. You get something out of it already. As soon as you walk into a space where you see people truly serving other people, you're inspired by that. And I live on inspiration. In the world of the Air Force, there's a lot of inspiration to be able to pull from, to be able to live my life, hopefully, on a higher plane. Pardon the pun.
We will pardon the pun. Rabbi Estrin is a chaplain at the University of Washington. He's now in the Air Force and will be based at Joint Base Lewis-McChord. From KUOW, I'm Jeannie Yandel.